Hello, Internet. It is me, Glenn Tickle. We are here with another classic episode. This is our second episode about skyscrapers. This is the first one we realized sometimes we might actually know what we're talking about. I think it was because I had recently listened to an episode of 99% Invisible about skyscrapers, but I got some solid skyscraper facts in there. Pretty proud of this one. It was a lot of fun. Enjoy. Also, thank you to everybody who backed Jerk the Magazine. We hit our goal and crushed it. Ended up with, I think, something like $2,300 to work with for four issues of a magazine about jerks. Go to jerkthemagazine.com if you're interested in subscribing or contributing. I know a lot of comedy friends listen to this. Email contributors at jerkthemagazine.com with your pitch, and I love you.
Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. This is my friend Glenn Tickle.
That's my friend John Lunger.
And you are listening to the show where we literally improvise Wikipedia pages. Because What is Wikipedia other than a crowdsourced directory of information? And we're a crowd of two.
It's the improv of information.
It's true. So rather than having the whole world to vet this, we're just going to give it our best shot and see how our two dumb minds stack up against the collective knowledge of the entire world.
Right. So last week, of course, we did Cardinals, and I feel like we really outshined Wikipedia in terms of just, if you pulled the actual things that we got right and put the just a list of actual facts compared to facts in the Cardinal Wikipedia page, I think we got them beat. And I was really not expecting that, because you just say Cardinal, that's like a bird, that's a thing.
Yeah.
There should be a lot more information
about it. Does not, right?
Do you remember like doing book reports? Not book reports.
No, yeah,
book,
but like, no, that's fair.
Book
like,
reports are a bad example.
No, it's not that bad of an example.
But you like, do like a report on a thing for science class, and like you look in the encyclopedia, and it's like, oh, here's its weight. Here's how much it poops.
I made dioramas that had more information.
I thought that was command. You were pointing. This is an audio medium, but you would lean back and you're pointing at your crotch for some reason. And you're like, I made dioramas.
Well, I did make dioramas that had more information in them. Yeah. I'm not that crass. I'm not going to be like, oh, I pooped more facts. I'm not going to do that. Like, it's not true. Like,
I mean, I didn't think that's...
I've never had a sentient shit.
I didn't think that was the exact line you were going with, but I definitely 100% thought you were going to say diarrhea. Nah.
I mean, you know me well enough to know that I do have digestive problems, so it's not out of the ordinary.
We need to pause the podcast, because I made... some dioramas.
Oh, no, I'd power through.
I'm sure the internet appreciates your dedication. What are we talking about today, friend?
We got a random noun generated for us, and we had our podcast intern verify that there is a decent Wikipedia page for skyscrapers.
Yeah, because there's a random article button on Wikipedia, and when we were talking about doing this originally, we're like, oh, we'll just hit that a few times. Like, there are not all obviously going to be something you can do a podcast about, but most of them were.
Yeah, most of them were not good.
It was just straight up nonsense a lot of the time.
Yeah, like, because, you know, every reality TV show that, like, never got picked up by a cable network has a Wikipedia page. For example, we learned that very quickly when we found out about something called My Bear Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was lobbying to do the episode on golfer Duffy Waldorf, based purely on his name.
Yeah.
And then there was also another good name, but I don't remember what it is. So, yeah, we used a random noun generator and then looked up that noun on Wikipedia, and here we are at skyscrapers.
Skyscraper, obviously building. I don't
tall
think there's...
tall building.
Yeah, there's no other skyscraper.
Are we doing swears on this podcast?
I've swore several times
already. Tall-ass buildings.
It's cute that you have identified ass as a swear. It's adorable. I can tell you have a small child.
I do.
Yeah.
I got one of them. Yeah. So, a skyscraper is...
a tall-ass building.
It's a tall-ass building, but... Where do we draw the line?
You mean minimum height requirement?
Right.
Number of stories.
Number of stories. Well, or like, height. Either one is fine.
For my taste, I would say minimum 10 stories.
Minimum. I was going to say 10 as well.
Like, I don't think you can make a compelling argument for anything that doesn't have double digits.
Yeah, stories. If you're on the third floor of a building, you're not in the sky.
No, you're in a walk-up.
Yeah, you're... Because
it's important to note, though, This definition is completely dependent on what century you're alive in, right? Because, you know, three stories, like, that could have been crazy, right?
Yeah, but it was a term that was definitely coined in the early 1900s.
Oh, yeah, we can all agree that it was like, some newspaper man, right?
Yeah, it for sure. You credit a lot of things to newspaper men.
Right? Well, I mean, like, but historically speaking, like, you know.
It is that. It is, I'm gonna say confidently that it was a term coined J.J., I was going to say Abrams, but J. Jonah Jameson style.
Yeah, I mean, clearly it was coined in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they were putting up them big old buildings.
It's interesting, though. Like, you think, like, historically speaking, you've got things like the Great Pyramids. Like, there are other tall buildings.
Sure.
That date way back further than modern construction. No.
How tall are the Great Pyramids?
How many stories...
I know they aren't built in floors, but
right. I think when the aliens who built them, they were probably going for double digits.
Yeah, they're like, what do you think? 9 floors? Nah.
Nah, nah.
10. These idiots have a base 10 system. They're gonna be really impressed.
Yeah. Okay. So skyscraper coined in New York City, sometime. Ooh, what time you think?
Early 1900s. Yeah. For sure.
The proliferation of steel, right? Steel had to be accessible and affordable so that you could build up, right?
Yeah. So let's go, early 19th. I'm going to say the term was coined in the New York Times in 1918.
Love it.
That's what I'm going with. Because I feel like that's that we can verify in the second half of the episode.
Right, yeah, sure.
I'm going to start taking broad swings, because for a second I was going to say a thing, but I'm like, you know what? I'm not positive that's true, because I forgot the basic premise of this show, where we just say things that may or may not be correct.
Yeah, it's true.
But I don't remember what it is, but hopefully we'll come back to it.
Well, and let's pull the curtain back for our listeners as well. We happen to be recording this in an office
on the site
of the former Bethlehem Steel.
Yeah, we are in the desiccated corpse of the American steel industry.
Right, which is great. I don't know how that helps this Wikipedia page at all, other than to say a lot of the steel probably came from
Bethlehem. Bethlehem Steel gets a mention in there.
Yeah, probably, right? Like, you know, Empire State Building.
Yeah.
Which I think notable skyscrapers that we have to go to.
Oh, for sure.
Like Empire State Building.
Chrysler Building. I'm going to say Empire State Building got the term coined.
You think?
Skyscraper was coined for the Empire State Building.
Interesting. You know, fun fact about the Empire State Building, you know how it gets skinnier as it goes up?
Yeah.
It was a way that they could get around the zoning laws of how many, like, inhabitants they could have and how they could fill, I don't know, some shit like that. I heard it on a tour once.
What do you mean?
How
does it change the zoning? Isn't it just a better way to build it so it doesn't fall over?
Well, it's definitely, well, I don't know.
Like, if you put thing that's wider at the bottom than on the top, it's less likely to fall over than
it's
just a big old rectangle.
It's true, but, like, the specific design, it had to do with square footage and people that could be in it and taxes and grease and palms and...
Gotta get them palms so slick.
Oh, my God.
So slippery.
You want to get anything done in this world, you just gotta have a greasy, greasy...
You just gotta have a filthy, nasty palm.
Mm-hmm.
Just so gross.
Right.
Just slather it.
World's tallest building right now, what is it?
The Burj Khalifa in
United Arab Emirates. Yeah.
I was trying to remember the city.
Yeah, every time you say the United Arab Emirates three times in a mirror, they can build another skyscraper.
There's a new one that's 5 feet taller so that they can have the title. Yeah, because there's another one planned that will beat it.
Of course.
That they're building right now.
Right. How come we don't drill into the earth farther, right?
Probably because of all the magma.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you get down there...
Like, I don't know. You think we're going to get there? Like, let's build inverted skyscrapers.
How deep do you think magma is?
I don't know. How deep is magma?
8 feet.
8 feet, yeah. if you dig eight feet into the earth, you hit magma.
Yeah, if you go 8 feet...
Well, I mean, I guess there are probably places where that's true, but most
places...
Yeah,
if you're on
a
volcano, for sure.
Right, yeah. Well, even then, don't you have dig to be at the top of, I don't know.
Well, you know how they say, like, call before you dig so you don't hit, like, a pipe? Right. If you do it in Hawaii, you're just going to hit
magma.
Magma.
Right.
Just the whole thing.
I haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure that's the premise of Moana.
Yeah, I have a five-year-old daughter that I have seen it. That is the premise of Moana. It's just, there's a big lava monster that factors into it pretty heavily.
It's good. I feel like we're leaving a lot out on this one.
So, skyscrapers. They scrape them sky. You know that big pointy thing?
Scrape that sky!
You know that big pointy thing on top of the Empire State Building? Several? That's a TV antenna.
Is it a TV antenna?
Yeah.
It's not for lightning strikes?
No. Huh. They have, obviously, lightning rods, but...
Sure.
Also, you know why that a lot of skyscrapers got a big old spire on there?
Lightning strikes?
Easier to build than 10 more floors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so they just went... It's just a pissing contest to see who can have the top.
So, if you're building... The Empire State Building.
Uh-huh.
And then Johnny Sears over there in Chicago is like, oh, I'm coming for you.
Right.
I'm coming for that heat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, well, we already started building. We can't change the plans. We can't add 10 more floors. How about just a big old pointy thing? And then you high five because you cracked the case. And then when TV gets invented, you use that to broadcast television.
Huh.
Because if you climbed on that thing, King Kong would die.
Really?
I mean, he does.
Yeah, I mean, spoiler alert for all that haven't seen the classic Fay Wray movie.
Sorry, I shouldn't have spoiled the 1928 classic King Kong.
Yeah.
Or
35,
I really...
Well, there's the 2000 reboot with Jack Black.
Yeah,
I think everyone knows that King Kong.
That one spoiled the Jeff Bridges one.
Mm. Hey, Kong Skull Island, not bad.
Still haven't seen it, but I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good watch.
I really like King Kong.
Yeah.
But if you climb on that TV antenna, you get cooked from the inside out because it's very powerful radio waves.
Huh.
Yeah. So
how quickly though? Like, how long could Kong hold on to that?
He a big boy.
Yeah.
So you know how, like, if you put a tiny potato in the microwave, it cooks faster than a big old fatty potato?
Right.
Kong would do better than you or I.
Do you need to poke holes in him with a fork first?
Otherwise he explodes. I'm just saying that movie should have ended a lot differently. Like, still he dies, but also he just gets to the top. And then it was probably just... it would have just been radio antenna at the time, probably.
Slightly better situation
when
for
that
him.
Movie got made.
What else is going to be on this Wikipedia page? Just like a list of buildings.
Yeah, look at these big-ass buildings.
Right?
Like, there's so many of them.
Like, that's all it's
going to
be, right?
Well, architect. What architect designed the first skyscraper?
Well, if you're going by the Empire State Building, it would be that guy.
Yeah, who designed the Empire State Building?
Ernesto Ampiro.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so?
This was a turbulent time in America. I feel like not a lot of Ernestos are getting high-profile jobs.
Can we talk about...
how bad racism is? It's not good.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I really do want to talk about that.
But I think it's just a fact.
No, I was just going to talk about how the Empire State Building is pretty ugly.
It's gross.
It's really gross, right? Gross. Like the Chrysler Building.
Look at that. It's so pretty. It's got a little crown on it.
Right. You know, a little Art Deco flourish, right? Like, we all need a little more Art Deco in our lives.
It's looking... Chrysler Building, you looking fresh. Empire State Building, you're just a race to the top. You got no spirit.
Let's talk about notable references in pop culture.
For sure. There's that song. It's a teenage girl singing, and then she like vocal fries out the word skyscraper a couple of times.
Okay, yeah,
it's called
Skyscraper
by Alyssa Caruso, the girl I think does the Moana song bad at the credits at the end of Moana.
Okay,
because you know how in Disney movies there's always like there's the song that everybody loves,
and then there's the credits version
over
the
credits.
Song.
They're like, let's hire a famous person to ruin this,
right?
There's a teenage girl who does that to the Moana song that I have to listen to a lot because of Human Child.
Yeah.
I think her name is Alyssa Caruso, but it's not. But it could be.
Okay.
But I think she also sings the Skyscraper song.
Okay. So the Skyscraper song. I'm going to go with the classic arcade game Rampage.
Yes.
Being made into a bullshit movie.
I genuinely had no idea that was being made into a movie until I went to see the Jumanji remake and saw that trailer.
Right.
And halfway through it, I thought, no.
Oh, it's real.
They're not.
They did.
Because they don't tell you it's Rampage till the very end. Right. But halfway through that trailer, being a little, you know, I'm a 34-year-old nerd, like I'm a prime, played a lot of Rampage at Chuck E. Cheese. Sorry, Showbiz Pizza, if we're being specific.
Right.
But once you see there's a big white ape, and then they go to a terror, I'm like, this cannot be a Rampage film.
No, The Rock will do anything.
And then sure enough, it was. And not going to lie, kind of want to see it.
Oh, I'm
I don't think it's a coincidence it's coming out on 420. But
going head-to-head against the Super Troopers 2.
Yeah, for
stoners.
Just what's going to be a great weekend for you stoners out there. Yeah. Just have a great time at the movies. Stay safe. Get a movie pass. Save some money.
Yeah.
Get high and go see Rampage.
But obviously, Skyscraper is a big part of that movie.
Sure.
We already talked about King Kong, obviously.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph, sure. Sure.
Mm. Now that I said that, I don't know if it meets our minimum 10-story requirement, because that's more of an apartment building. It might be at 10, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, the correct term would have been
Fix-A-Fuel. I always thought that Donkey Kong was like, that a construction site? Like,
what's going on? You're kind of on scaffolding.
Right, like, it kind of has, like, I always thought it was sort of like you're on, like, one of those unfinished steel framework buildings that always had like Looney Tunes kind of like, you know, like you like buckets falling off of it and wacky things happening at the construction site. Like I always felt like that was Donkey Kong.
Because it does. It just feels like you're running up scaffolding. It does. As a story, Donkey Kong doesn't make sense.
True.
Why is he throwing barrels? Why does he have so many? Why is that plumber fighting him?
I know this has nothing to do with skyscrapers, but I was trying desperately to come up with something, and I thought of that movie that I've never seen, Sky Captain and
the World of Tomorrow. Look, I will go to the mat for Sky Captain. That movie took a lot of heat. That movie is incredible.
Is it? I should watch it.
It was, story-wise, mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
How they did that movie, great. That movie single-handedly pushed CGI effects ahead in a big way. It was all green screen. It was all like they built sets in the.
Like that movie is why Andy Serkis has a job.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because he's motion capture, but.
Yeah, but like, is there going to be motion capture without green screen advancing?
No. Yeah, that's a good point.
Right.
But that movie's a lot of fun. Stop being mean to Jude Law. He's given us a lot.
I was just saying it's a dumb title. I don't mean you specifically.
I just mean everybody. It's a great title. That's the best part of the movie.
The best part of a movie should never be the title. Like, I don't know. Now you're going to tell me, like, throwback to the Cardinal episode that it's Eyeball Sadness is a good movie.
It would be.
What?
I should have looked it up in the past week what that movie was.
I don't know. Nobody cares.
Origins.
Is that really what it was?
That's what it is.
All right. Well, now we know. All right. Let's pull up.
I'm only 80%.
Let's pull up the Skyscraper Wikipedia page and see what we learned. All right. A skyscraper is a continuously habitable high-rise building that has over 40 floors.
40?
And is taller than 100 meters. 328 feet for those that
care. It takes a lot more to impress Wikipedia than us, apparently.
Yeah. Historically, the term first referred to buildings with 10 to 20 floors.
Yeah!
High five. Hope that audio got in there. We were very excited about that. And it was in the 1880s, so we weren't that far off. Like, what's 30 Pretty years close. Amongst friends?
Yeah.
Right?
38, but...
The definition shifted with advancing construction technology during the 20th century. Skyscrapers may host commercial offices or residential space or both. For buildings...
They can host all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, man.
Bed bugs.
No,
disco raves.
I think originally it had to be habitable just means you can not die there.
Right. It's like a permanent structure. You can't build a big-ass circus tent. And be like, this is my skyscraper, because it would fall over, for one thing. Circus tents, terribly unstable.
Here's a fun fact for you. For buildings above a height of 300 meters, that's 984 feet, the term super tall can be used.
I like can be.
It doesn't have to be.
Look, I mean, we get it.
Yeah.
You're going to sound like a doofus, but if you wanted to say the Burj Khalifa is super tall, you go right ahead.
So that's 300 meters. Do you have a guess, Glenn, what skyscrapers reaching beyond 600 meters can be called?
big-ass buildings.
That's also true, but the official term that you could call them is megatall.
Megatall, come on, construction people.
Yeah.
Get better terms.
One common feature of skyscrapers is having a steel framework that supports curtain walls. Curtain walls can either bear the framework below or are suspended from the framework above rather than resting on load-bearing. I don't care.
Some of them have big-ass weights at the top. I know that.
Yeah. To stop from the swaying.
Yeah.
Where was this when we were doing our Wikipedia page?
We kept getting sidetracked. But there's a skyscraper in, I want to say, Taiwan. Was at one point the tallest, but it's got they're usually like built into the building and hidden away, but they use it as a feature. You can go watch, you know, you're like 80 stories up and you just watch this big ass weight swinging around
like a pendulum.
Yeah, because it's cool. It balances it keeps you steady by that thing moving.
That's equally cool and terrifying.
Yeah, I feel it would be unsettling.
Yeah. Modern skyscrapers walls are not traditionally load bearing. Most skyscrapers are characterized by large surface areas of windows made possible by steel frames and curtain walls. So I don't know. I guess that makes sense to like engineers who are listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I do know that style of just kind of like big flat glass wall is very bad because it requires a lot of heating and cooling. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you look at more traditional architecture for different areas, they developed around your natural environment. So if you go to a place like India, it is very, very hot. So the south, or yeah, I guess it would still be the south facing wall, you're gonna have a lot of small windows because you don't want a lot of light coming in and heating up the place. So you get light during the day from other sides of the office, and you get like little helps. You want a cross breeze in there. But if you seal it up, if it's just glass and you're just running AC and heating all day, you're gonna drive up your costs. It's not a good way to design buildings.
Right. Super great facts. Again, where was this 4 minutes ago when we were writing our Wikipedia page?
It's all in there.
Term skyscraper, the definition, there's just paragraphs about this, right? But the term skyscraper was first applied to buildings of steel framed in construction of at least 10 stories in the late 19th century. So we were right. Like, we're that sentence, we were right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The result, public amazement at the buildings being built in major cities like Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, and St. Louis. St. Louis surprises me that they made the cut. I would never have guessed that.
Back in choo-choo train times?
Fair enough.
It was kind of a big deal.
Okay, here we go. The first steel frame skyscraper was the Home Insurance Building in Chicago.
Can we go there today? Not like you and I physically going there on this date, but...
Sure, right? So it was 10 stories with a height of 42 meters. At some point, Philadelphia's 10-story Jane Building was a prototype skyscraper to New York's 7-floor Equitable Life Building.
Get out of here, Equitable Life. That's not even enough floors.
I don't know. Here we go. Let's just keep scrolling here.
This is a much better Wikipedia entry than Cardinals.
Yeah, like, we clearly lost. I mean, I know we did at the end of the episode, but, like, we're not even fucking close. There's some bullshit about early skyscrapers, and then there's modern skyscrapers. There's a picture of a Flatiron Building, which technically is a skyscraper. It's more than 10 stories tall.
Also a nice-looking building.
Yeah, very nice-looking building. Empire State Building. There's a section about design and construction and basic design considerations. Loading and vibrations. Steel frame. Tube structure systems. There's a paragraph titled The Elevator Conundrum.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Yeah. We don't have to get into the whole thing, but elevators are largely, as much as affordable and strong building materials, elevators themselves also made them possible. So possible to build a building above about 5 stories.
Right, because who wants to walk?
Right, that's about as much as people were willing to tolerate walking up. And then
back
after
in choo-choo
train. Choo-choo train times. So then the invention of the elevator, even though they themselves couldn't necessarily go that high, mm-hmm. like you could put a couple in a building and move them up. Because it's rare that you have an elevator that goes from the bottom of the building all the way up to the top.
Right.
Some of them have it as a feature. Like, I think One World Trade, you can do that. But it's like you buy a ticket to like Wonka's glass elevator and you go in there and you can go all the way up.
You know a lot of shit, Glenn.
I've used my time well.
There you go. There's an environmental impact section, a history section, a nice table. There's a photo gallery.
Yeah. Because a lot of them now, they're like building in plants and stuff to the exterior to make them have more green space in cities. It also helps with things like cooling the building and then not destroying the whole planet.
Here's an interesting thing I didn't necessarily expect to see on the Wikipedia page. There's a subheading of cancellation.
Sorry, skyscrapers, y'all are canceled.
Yeah, right? No, we did not
duplexes only.
We did not renew you for a second season, skyscrapers. No, many skyscrapers were never built due to financial problems, politics, and culture. Yeah. So then there's just like a bullet list of some canceled skyscrapers, which feels really mean-spirited towards those like project managers that couldn't pull their shit together.
Is what's the building in here in Bethlehem? That
Martin Tower?
Yeah. That's so a tower. Yeah, that's a skyscraper? That's a skyscraper,
yeah. It's more than 10 stories. The former headquarters of Bethlehem.
But not anymore.
No, it's still there.
But it's not a skyscraper because they upped it to 40.
Oh, right. I don't know how tall it is. It's probably, I don't know.
I feel like not 40.
There's nothing in it now, and there's windows boarded up with plywood. So.
They keep talking about what they're going to do with it.
Right, and really, they should really focus on the elevator conundrum.
Yeah, there's a conundrum that needs addressing.
And then my favorite part of this Wikipedia page, before just a massive amount of references and external links, is wooden skyscrapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a subset of the main article of list of tallest wooden buildings. Several wooden skyscraper designs have been designed and built, with the tallest currently at 14-story housing project. Want to guess where?
Detroit.
Norway.
Should have guessed literally anywhere besides Detroit. I feel like not a lot of wood in Detroit.
Yeah.
Like
a lot of concrete and
metal and vacant buildings.
Yeah. And like the really really hacky joke about bears.
Bears are
like retaking parts of the city.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
I know that one guy bought a block in Detroit, and you know what he did?
I don't.
He put in a little choo-choo train track so he can ride it around his block of Detroit.
Oh, that's fun.
And I'm pretty sure that's a real thing and not like a weird fever dream I had. I forget who it was, but I think that's... Look up Detroit guy block choo-choo
train. Yeah, that's what you should do after you're done listening to this podcast. Well, we're at the end. We clearly lost. I don't think there's any...
This is a
well-fleshed
out... If you are writing a report on skyscrapers, highly recommend. Here's the thing. Teachers will tell you not to use Wikipedia as a source. Teachers are stupid. Use Wikipedia, but don't cite it. Yeah. Like, use it as a jumping off point. Like, their reference. Like, it gives you a lot of basic information and then places to find where to back that information.
It's like a link to annotated bibliography.
Wikipedia is an incredible resource, and I was a substitute teacher for years and constantly had to listen to teachers tell students they weren't allowed to use it, and I wanted to just flip desks over and storm out.
And that's actually why you're not a teacher anymore.
Yeah, there was an incident, and they asked me to focus more on my comedy career.
All right, so we lost. That makes the score 1-1.
I'll take it.
Wikipedia and us are tied at 1. But we end every episode by coming up with a fake fact that we would like to add to this page that we think has a chance to squeak by the editors.
Yeah, so it's got to be believable. You got a good one?
I feel like all of the technical aspects and the building aspects are probably like watched like a hawk by like engineers and architects and things. Like, there's clearly passionate people there.
Sure.
So I think the historical kind of like who coined the term part of it might be an interesting way, right?
Yeah.
So what was the name of that
golfer? I was gonna say that's brilliant, because I was gonna say there's no way we can get J. Jonah Jameson by
no what was the name of that golfer?
Duffy
McCougan.
It was Duffy Warwick.
Waldorf.
Duffy Waldorf. Of course, famous New York Times cub reporter Duffy Waldorf coined the term skyscrapers.
That's it.
I said in 1918 before, but we know that's wrong. So let's say
1889. Great.
Way to go, Duffy.
Good job, Duffy. Thanks for listening.
Bye, friends.